John chapter 20. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early in the morning, when it was still dark, and she saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and she said to them, "They have removed the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Then Peter and the other disciple went out and made their way to the tomb, and the two of them ran together, although the other disciple ran on ahead faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. And stooping alongside, he saw the linen strips lying there. However, he did not go in. Then Simon Peter, following him, arrived, and he went into the tomb and saw the linen strips lying there, and the sweatband which had been on his head, not lying with the linen strips, but wrapped up on its own in a certain place. So then the other disciple, who had arrived first, also went into the tomb. And he saw this, and he believed. For they did not yet know the scripture which says that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back home, but Mary stood outside the tomb weeping. Then while she was weeping, she stooped and peered into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting down, one at the head and one at the feet of where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, "Madam, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him." Then when she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Madam, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" She, thinking that it was the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you put him, and I will remove him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned round and said to him, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Don't touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father, and your Father, and my God, and your God." Mary Magdalene went to report to the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had said these things to her. Then, with it being evening on that first day of the week, and the doors where the disciples had gathered being closed for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their company and said to them, "Peace to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and side. So the disciples rejoiced at seeing the Lord. Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, so I too send you out." And when he had said this, he blew into them, and he said to them, "Receive Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, their sins are forgiven. If you hold on to the sins of any, they remain held." Now Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and I put my finger in the mark of the nails, and I put my hand in his side, I will definitely not believe." Then 8 days later, his disciples were again indoors, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came in, although the doors were closed, and he stood in their company, and he said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Bring your finger here and see my hands, and stretch out your hand and put it in my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believing." Then Thomas responded and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen, yet have believed." To be sure, Jesus performed many other signs too in the presence of his disciples, which have not been written in this book. But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life through his name.